Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, what's happening? Talk to me
so you can see what's going on. Good morning, everyone. On the agenda this week, the legalization of marijuana will probably not be an issue, but this morning it is time to check out the stories that are unfolding this week. And with us, as he often is Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
So, Charlie, this week is going to be all about what?
I'm saying kick the can.
Kick the can. Interesting. And well-briefed on all the stories unfolding this week, familiar voice to Takeaway listeners, Takeaway managing producer Noel King. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, John.
You help set the agenda for The Takeaway each week. And this week, Noel, what do you think it's going to be all about?
My word of the week is road tripping. On Tuesday, we're 2 weeks out from the midterm elections, and everybody's going to be on the road this week.
All right. Well, I'm going to be stuck here in this studio, unfortunately, but let's talk about politics at the beginning. We're going to see the message move both from the White House and hit the road, as well as the Tea Party. Let's begin with the White House.
Yeah, President Obama is going to be playing defense this week. He'll be out on the West Coast in four states where Democratic candidates find themselves in really tight races. On Wednesday, he's going to attend a rally in Oregon for the Democratic nominee for Governor John Kitzhaber. Oregon is in really desperate straits right now. They've got a huge deficit. The lumber industry has been walloped by the housing crisis. Kitzhaber was governor from 1995 to 2003. He's saying, put me back in.
Listen to this.
I think our candidates have done a remarkably good job in a tough political environment. And I think that come election night, we'll retain control of both the House and the Senate.
Noel, that's, of course, Robert Gibbs on NBC's Meet the Press speaking pretty positively about Congress. What's the White House telling you about their strategy here? Just going to the desperate races, the tight races, or the shoe-ins?
Well, this week they're going to be going to the tight races in the states where President Obama is still relatively popular. Now, Washington State in particular, on Thursday he'll head to Washington State. This is a really important race. Senator Patty Murray has been the Democratic senator from Washington for 18 years now. She's a scrappy senator. She's known for her ability to direct millions of dollars in earmarks back to Washington State. That's made her really popular, very beloved in a normal year. Her Republican challenger, Dino Rossi, this year is using that against her. He's saying, look, it is time to stop going to Washington with our hands out. Very tight race, very pro forma race. No weird accusations of witchcraft or anything like that, but really, really important to keep an eye on.
Same narrative playing out, of course, with Harry Reid in Nevada as well. Let's talk about the finances for a moment. Charlie Herman, a number of banks, including Citibank, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, they're going to report earnings. Last week, we talked about all the sort of fine print associated with the foreclosure crisis. What do we expect?
Well, what we do expect is that a lot of these CEOs during their earnings conference calls will get a lot of questions about what are they doing about these foreclosures? What are they planning for? Are they putting more money aside for this? You know, J.P. Morgan last week...
They're not going to be tender questions like that. They're going to be saying, what are you not telling us?
Well, there's going to be a lot of that. I mean, the thing is that's interesting is last week, J.P. Morgan, there was some good news in their report where they found that credit card and mortgage defaults were actually decreasing, which is a sign that perhaps things are stabilizing. Then you get this foreclosure news, and this says, okay, we're going to have to start putting more money aside because there could be big fines. There could be a lot of problems for us in the future because of this whole foreclosure mess. People may not feel much sympathy for the banks, but this goes to this whole issue of do they lend? What's happening with the economy? And if they're hesitant to lend because they're going to get caught up in this or think they're going to get sued, even if it rightly so, it just causes more problems and delays the economic recovery.
Now, some of the background radiation for the agenda this week is going to be what Ben Bernanke announced last week about asset purchases. They may purchase as many as $400 billion of U.S. Treasury debt as a way of encouraging the lending that you're talking about. But that's going to have an impact on bond prices. That's going to have various impacts.
It's going to have this impact this week and next week before the election because of the comments that he made last week about engaging in this program, basically putting more money into the economy. One of the problems is that there's a lot of action in advance of the actual news. You're buying on what you think the news will be or acting on that. The Federal Reserve doesn't meet till right after the election, and in whatever number they come up with, you can bet there'll be some people who say it was too little or it was too much, and you could see a reaction that way.
Well, and the way to watch that is to watch the dollar, which has been bouncing mostly downward over the last week. That's an interesting indicator of all those complicated issues. Hold on that for just a second, Charlie Herman. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton chairs the third round of U.S.-Pakistan strategic talks. That can't be an upbeat conference.
Well, it's interesting. If you ask the White House what's on the agenda for these talks, you're going to hear it's aid to Pakistan after the floods that devastated the country this summer, and you're going to hear it's about pushing Pakistan to crack down on militants.
That sounds like a papering over of some serious issues.
Yeah. If you ask Pakistan what they're bringing to the table, they're saying they want a renewed push for a civilian nuclear deal, like the one the U.S. has with India, that allows the U.S. and other countries to sell nuclear material to India as long as it's used for civilian purposes. Pakistan has looked at that agreement for a couple of years now with a wary eye. They want something similar. We don't expect the White House to budge. And then, of course, there is the border issue, Pakistan closing its borders to NATO forces after NATO helicopters crossed.
And the convoy was threatened by insurgents. There were some tankers that were blown up. And
three days running, yeah.
Any repercussions? Any sort of don't do that again? Or just kind of a we agree to disagree?
Not that we're hearing from the White House so far.
Does the White House say there's any political significance to the Afghan war, the surge? Do they think that that plays out in the country?
In Pakistan, you mean?
I mean, the Pakistan relationship, the whole sort of foreign policy question of Afghanistan, is that a net positive for them out on the political trail, since that's where mostly Barack Obama is going to be this week?
You know, it's interesting. One of the things we've been seeing over and over again is that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan aren't registering in the minds of voters at all campaign season.
It's the economy.
It's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
All right, and so let's go then to the campaign. The Tea Party bus leaves from Nevada, I guess, this week?
Yeah, Reno, Nevada. Expect a lot of color. They're going to be crisscrossing the United States. I was really curious. They're starting today in Reno, Nevada with what they're calling a super rally. Sarah Palin will be there to send them off. I was really curious as to whether or not this influx of people would be good for local business. So I called.
So are they thrilled that
Sarah
Palin really is in town?
Yeah, are they really happy about it?
And?
I called four businesses within about 100 yards. The casino and the Italian restaurant said we had no idea they were going to be in town. The fella at the inn sounded really depressed and said, look, we need tourists. These guys are just headed through and headed out. And the fella at the pizza restaurant said, they're not going to help us. I said, why not? He said, because we're Democrats.
Pizza Democrats are not affected by the Tea Party. And it sounds like Sarah Palin needs to do better marketing. Charlie Herman, can Sarah Palin save the U.S. economy with one bus?
How much time do I have to answer that question?
You have 23 seconds, Charlie Herman.
I don't think one bus is going to save the economy, no.
All right, Charlie Herman, takeaway and WNYC business and economics editor on The Agenda, and Noel King, managing producer. She sets the takeaway for The Agenda. Now, I guess you have some work to do. Noel King,
John.
Thanks so much. That's Your Agenda.